Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. This is episode 98 of The Big Show, counting down to 100. We're getting awfully close. Thank you again for tuning in, as you do each week. I really do appreciate it. I know I say this every time, but I wouldn't do the show if you didn't tune in and if you didn't, continue to listen and if you didn't send me emails at podcast@timpeter.com. And actually, I got an email this week from Dave in Colorado, Dave in Denver. So welcome, Dave, to the show. Thanks so much for writing in. And Dave has a question. You know, we've been talking a lot here on the show over the last couple weeks about e-commerce innovation and setting up your strategy for 2015 and all sorts of things in that regard, right? How you put yourself in the right position for next year. What sorts of innovations are driving your success in digital marketing and your success in e-commerce? And so what Dave asks is there a specific trend? Is there any one trend that represents the biggest game changer, the one that we most need to pay attention to? And I apologize, I'm paraphrasing. Dave wrote a very lengthy email. Dave, I really do appreciate it. So I'm just trying to paraphrase down to the core of his question, which is, you know, what is the one trend that I see, or is there one trend that I see that really shapes where all this is going more than any others? And Dave highlights a few candidates, mobile obviously being number one among those, big data, the growth of content marketing, and the growth of millennials. You know, is one of those a particular game changer more than the others? Or is there another one that he didn't list? Well, Dave, first off, thank you again for writing. And I want to remind all of you, you can email me as well at podcast@timpeter.com, because I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to choose sort of none of the above out of Dave's list, or potentially all of the above, because there's a variety of things that work together that really make this all make sense. And I think the trend that is most important and is really driven by mobile and is driven by millennials and is driven by content marketing, and to a lesser extent by big data, though I'll explain why in a minute, that's the lesser extent, that the most important thing is the transparency that exists out there. If you look at the data about this stuff, your customers have more power today than they have ever had. And the reason is because your customers know more about your products and your services than your employees do in most cases. And they have a greater incentive to, because they really care about the outcome. They need the thing you're buying, they need the thing that you're selling. They need the thing that you're manufacturing, or at least you hope they do. And so they're going to do all the research that is necessary to say, is this the right product to meet my needs? Is this the right product or service that helps me accomplish my goals, that satisfies me? And obviously, different types of purchases are going to require different levels of research. Some are going to be much more highly considered purchases. Some are going to be lower consideration purchases. But all of them are going to entail some degree of customers shopping around and saying, what is the best product or service for my specific needs at this time? What is the best price I can get for this? And let's be honest, price matters in this stuff. But you can't just compete on price. You have to compete on value. Are you providing people the right value for what they're searching for? eMarketer has some data that talks about how not all m-commerce is created equal, how some are having more effect than others, how people shopping on iPhones are spending more money than people shopping on Android than people shopping on Windows phone. And that may be true, but I think a lot of that has to do with more the reach of those platforms and, you know, who's buying them. And saying, are you satisfying the needs of those customers based on who's using it? You know, if your customers are on iPhones, it's probably likely that they are a more affluent customer. And are you helping them most effectively? If somebody's on Android, it's much more a mass market device. Neither of those are bad or good. They just are realities. So are you helping those people assess value? Right. So if a lot of your customers are iPhone customers, maybe you want to sell value that says, OK, this is something that is a more premium product and it has more prestige or it has more, you know, social benefit. If you're selling something on Android, you might be thinking about, OK, how can I appeal more to mass market? How can I make this more of a mass market approach? And the simple fact of the matter is that your customers are going to search for every piece of information they can that answers their questions. It's why you're seeing such a growth in things like images on Pinterest and Snapchat and Tumblr, where your customers want to see every element of the image of the product before they opt to buy. And we're seeing a lot of smaller brands really do well because they understand, okay, I'm going to speak to a very specific customer segment, something like the Honest Company, which makes, you know, things for moms. And I would go so far as to say things for affluent moms, because they really focus on, these are the very finest products that you can provide your baby. These are the very finest products that you can provide your children. And they're, you know, all natural and, you know, no preservatives, no, everything's hypoallergenic if it's clothing or things along those lines. And this is a company that would have been very hard pressed to get onto store shelves years ago because everybody sold everything to everybody for the most part. I'm way overstating that because obviously somebody like Procter & Gamble has done a terrific job over the years of targeting specific customer segments. But a company like The Honest Company is saying that, you know, we're focused on a very specific customer niche and we're going to do everything we can to help those customers answer their questions and answer for their concerns. I talked about this retailer last week, Dolls Kill, clothing line and retailer. And again, this is not the normal product. This is for the niche customer, somebody who's very alternative focused and doesn't want to wear what everyone else is wearing. And then you look at marketplaces like Etsy. They exist because they're able to help customers find precisely that one handmade custom thing that meets their needs. And so with the rise of this transparency, you know, when you're talking to millennials who care about this stuff, they're looking for authentic products and services. And when you're making your content available to them, you have to know that they're going to do this on mobile. You have to know that they're going to do this wherever and whenever they happen to be, even when it's in a store looking at your competitor's product. You kind of hope that's the reality, as opposed to they're in your store looking at a competitor's product on their phone. But I think that trend towards transparency is the biggest shift that's occurring, because it's empowering customers to find what they want, and it's empowering customers to make the purchase decision that they want in a way that we've never seen before. Even when e-commerce came along, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I guess, you couldn't make purchase decisions. We used to say with e-commerce that, you know, your competitor was just one click away. But the assumption was that was only true when your customer was actually sitting in front of their computer. And today, they've got a computer with them everywhere they go. They carry the internet in their pocket. And so the real shift is towards that transparency. And I think the correct response is to say, how do we tout what the benefits are of our products so well that the customers who seek that will find us, just like somebody like The Honest Company is doing, something like Dolls Kill is doing, something like Etsy is doing, so that the people who want you can find you, and the people who don't know you're not the right product for them, and they'll move on to somebody else. And that's a better long-term solution. And that today is how you're going to build brand loyalty. And that today is how you're going to build your sales and your growth for the longer term. So to me, that's the biggest shift we're seeing, and that's the biggest trend worth watching as we head into 2015. So, Dave, thank you very much for writing. I do appreciate it. And I want to remind you all that you can write to me as well. You can send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. You can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there. You can subscribe by going to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or your favorite podcatcher and doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those, and you can go ahead and subscribe there. And as I've already mentioned, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. So we can talk about what's on your mind with your comments or questions or concerns or thoughts or just anything that comes to mind. I'd love to hear from you. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the day. I hope you have a fantastic week. And I'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.